The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for another tasty recipe. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel, is on the line. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You sound like you're in the kitchen at the moment. What are you going to cook for us?
So this week I'm doing a delicious spaghetti with tomato, basil, mozzarella and garlic, and then a little bit of garlic bread on the side. So with everyone going back to college and school next week, I think this recipe would be a perfect one to equip those kids going back into college to learn. So with that being said, what we're going to need is 500 grams of spaghetti and a buffalo mozzarella. And then to make the sauce, we need 60 grams of olive oil, or 60 mils of olive oil, a tin of good quality tomatoes. So what I mean by that is when you're in the supermarket, if they're really, really cheap, what's in the tin will be reflected by that. So there's a brand called Muti, that an Italian brand that they sell in most of the supermarkets. I think it's worth keeping your eye out for. You need some tomato paste, some shallots, a carrot, couple of cloves of garlic, a red chilli if you like a little bit of spice, and some fresh basil or dried if you have it, some parmesan cheese just to finish the dish off, and then to make the garlic bread we'll need a baguette or some sourdough, clove of garlic, 3 tablespoons of butter and some parmesan cheese again.
Mm. So now before you go on, what's the carrot doing in there?
It just adds a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of in as a background. And look, I like to grate it in or really finely chop it because I just think it's a nice way to get an extra little bit of veg into your kids' diet. If they catch on to you by grating or adding in, you can always blend this sauce as well. But the carrot is really for that underlying sweetness.
Okay, now the method.
Yes, so we need to put a large, heavy base pan on a medium heat. And what you're going to do is cover the base of that pan in your olive oil. Then we add in your diced shallots, and we're going to sauté them for 2 minutes. I say this every week, but shallots just bring, again, a little bit more sweetness. Red onion also works perfect. Then after the 2 minutes, you add in your garlic and your carrot and your chilli if you want a bit of heat, and you cook that for a further 2 minutes. Then we add in the tomato paste, sauté that off again for another minute or two, and then we add in our tinned tomatoes. At this point, you're going to cook the sauce out for about 15 minutes, really low temperature, and the sauce is just gently bubbling away. And that's a very basic tomato sauce that's excellent for any pasta dish, really. So now we're going to move on to the seasoning. This is really important. At this point, we're going to season it with salt and pepper. So I want you to taste the sauce before you add the salt in, and then add a little bit of salt in and taste it again. What you're trying to do here is develop your palate to understand what salt is doing when you're adding it into a sauce. A basic sauce like this really hangs on the seasoning. So if you don't get the seasoning right, it's going to taste bland. But what will stop it tasting bland is your salt and pepper. Then after your sauce is made, all we need to do is cook the pasta. So the largest pot you own, fill it up to the top with water. Bring it up to the boil, season it well with salt, so a couple of tablespoons of salt. If you were to taste that water, it should almost taste a little bit salty. And then all we do is drop our spaghetti in. We're going to cook it for 8 to 10 minutes till al dente, which just means with a bite. Strain it off, add it into your tomato sauce and stir it through so the sauce coats the pasta well. And then it's going to go into a warm bowl. We finish it off with the torn mozzarella on the top, little bit more fresh basil, and a good glug of olive oil over the top of the dish. I love to serve garlic bread on the side. Garlic bread, easiest thing in the world to make. Take your butter out of the fridge, make sure it's nice and soft. Finely chop your garlic, mix it with the butter, spread that across your baguette, and then pop it into a preheated oven or under a grill, and just caramelise that the butter and the garlic on top of the bread, and then a little shaving of parmesan over the top, back under the grill again. And I think we all like a little bit of garlic bread or our pasta.
Absolutely. That sounds delicious and simple. And Stuart Clark is going to do it at the weekend, aren't you, Stuart?
Absolutely. I do like dabbling in the kitchen.
All right. Because he was glued. He had headphones on, listening very intently. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.